T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Thursday morning, 76 degrees. A former police officer and law enforcement reform advocate is arguing that defunding cops is not the solution to police community relations problems.
Retired Detroit Police Sergeant David Mohalev says instead of taking money away from the police, the focus should be on screening and training.
You have to monitor and screen them before you hire them. And then once you hire them, you have to train them better. You have to instill in them that you're a service provider, not an overlord.
Mohalev says the vast majority of cops want to help, not hurt, the minority communities they serve. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Investigators have ruled out murder as the cause of death for 23-year-old Savannah Schneider. The visually impaired woman lived in northwest Wichita near 13th and Mays. On the 1st of June, she received a ride via Lyft to an address on South Meridian in the Hayesville area. Police Captain Jason Stevens says phone records and other evidence show that she walked or wandered around the sizable property at that location for a two-hour period, walking about 3 miles. Her body was found on June 13th.
She has no traumatic injury to her body whatsoever, which rules out homicide in this particular case. At the site where her body was located, there's no indication that there was any other type of assault or theft. Her personal belongings were still there with her.
Her cause of death is still pending toxicology reports. Some local residents speculated that her death might be related to another Wichita woman who went missing in April, 27-year-old Shalyn Gannon. Her body was found in Sumner County also last month, but Wichita police say that the deaths are not connected. Gannon's death, unlike Schneider's, is a homicide. Gannon's case is being handled by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation.
Sedgwick County health officials report 1,278 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county now, and 28 residents have died. Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 14,990 COVID-19 cases across the state. KDHE says 272 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
A statement made by a Roman Catholic priest about the Black Lives Matter movement earns him a suspension from public ministry.
Lafayette, Indiana Diocese Bishop Timothy Doherty slapped the suspension on Reverend Theodore Rothrock. That's after the pastor of St. Elizabeth Seton Catholic Church in suburban Indianapolis compared the Black Lives Matter movement and its organizers to maggots and parasites in the Sunday Bulletin. And he had some other choice words for the group, quote, "They are wolves in wolves' clothing, masked thieves and bandits, seeking only to devour the life of the poor and profit from the fear of others." Rothrock has apologized, saying the church must condemn bigotry, which is part of the fabric of our society. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The use of CBD products could create major problems for active duty and reserve service members.
While each branch has established restrictions on the use of some of the products, some branches are more restrictive than others. The Department of Defense moved earlier this year to make that usage prohibitive in all branches, and violations are punishable under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The Air Force and Army already banned the use of CBD and hemp products, and the Navy and Marine Corps limit usage to topical goods such as lotions, shampoos, or soaps. But a new memo prohibits all use across all service branches. There are a few exceptions to the use of CBD or hemp products, pursuant to legitimate law enforcement activities, by authorized personnel and in performance of medical duties. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, now open with safety restrictions. Curbside and carryout still available. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become partly cloudy, warm and humid today with a heat advisory in effect across south central Kansas. A chance of a few thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those could be strong with a high 97. Rain chances at 40% through tonight, our low 72. And again, scattered storms on Friday with a high 95. For the 4th of July, sunny and 91. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy and 76 degrees, not much wind, east at 3 miles per hour. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. The deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 635 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And July 2nd, Ted, on this date in 1937, aviator Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean while attempting to make the first round-the-world flight along the equator, and have never been heard from since.
Nope.
And every couple of years, somebody goes out to the South Pacific where they think she and Noonan went down in the plane or had a crash and try to find her or some semblance of an airplane from that era.
Last one, that super grainy photograph supposedly showing her in the 40s somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Interesting. Of course, Amelia Earhart, one of our native daughters here in Kansas, from what, Atchison, I believe, up in the northeast corner of the state. Talk about up, up, and away. A company is looking to take customers higher than they have ever thought they could get. Florida-based Space Perspective is planning to use an advanced balloon to fly customers from Alaska to the highest reaches of Earth's atmosphere. The balloon rides will be manned by a flight crew, which will loft 8 passengers in a pressurized capsule suspended under a hydrogen balloon the size of a football stadium. Don't go trying to book a flight now. The CEO of Alaska Aerospace Corporation says the first flights won't be ready for a few years, and it will be no cheap thrill.
Yeah, how much does this cost? What's the price?
Each passenger could end up paying about $125,000 for a 6-hour journey. That sounds like somebody's gone to a bar and heard somebody talking about an idea. Doesn't sound too solid to me. I wouldn't want to go up in a balloon that high.
Does it say what the balloon's made out of?
It says hydrogen.
No, I mean
hydrogen filled.
Hydrogen filled, but
the size of a football stadium. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, when they're talking about balloons, though, when you get up that high and the air pressure gets smaller, those balloons expand until they explode.
All right.
How have they dealt with that?
That'll be fun.
Huh.
Anyway, I present it for what it's worth. Who's having a birthday today? John Whitmer's having a birthday. Got his show on Sunday nights. What time is that on? 7 on Sunday nights. Yeah, he's having a birthday. We might talk to him a little later on this morning. Just because, you know, on his birthday, somebody ought to say something to him, right? 6:38 now.
And we got, there's another KNSS birthday.
We got a couple. We'll talk about them.
We're going to save it.
We'll spread them out a little bit. 6:38 now, Steve, it is not Tom Leffler's birthday of Leffler Commodities. Right, Tom? Not your birthday.
Not yet, but it's not very far away.
Really? How far is it? December?
27th.
Oh, of July?
Yes.
All right. We'll probably forget about it, but
I'll remind you, okay?
That's good. Would you please do that? Okay. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with our commodity update, sir.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Wednesday was another hard-to-explain why the cattle complex traded and closed the way it did. We saw early in the session trading that was on the negative side. The feeders also got near their low of the week, but the second half of the session, the cattle complex traded and closed on the positive side. There was no price bullish news to go along with the positive close. Cash cattle are trading slightly lower than what they were last week. Inland hogs yesterday traded negative and closed mostly negative. On the close, August live cattle, $1.02 higher, $97.30. August feeders, $0.22 higher, $133.07. And August lean hogs up a nickel at $49.07. Now, managed money buying continued Wednesday for the second straight session after the bullish acreage report on Tuesday. The funds were estimated net buyers of 35,000 contracts of corn and 11,000 contracts of soybeans. The weather forecast is now calling for drier in the Midwest, and we saw corn and soybeans at their highest levels since back in March. The grains close early today at 12:05. The livestock close early at 12:15, and all markets will be closed tomorrow. At the moment, September KC wheat 0.75 higher at 4.43 1/2. September corn 2 1/2 higher at 3.53, and August soybeans up 2 3/4 at 8.94 1/4. August crude oil 29 cents higher at 40.11. August gold $4.5 higher at 1784.40. September S&P 23 3/4 points higher at 31.26 3/4. September dollar index 21 cents lower at 96.94. With September Dow Jones futures up 259 points at 25,834. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, it looks like parts of the state got a little rain. In fact, a couple of tornadoes yesterday, but it doesn't look like, spotty as it is, doesn't look like it's doing a whole lot of good for the drought situation in parts of the state.
No, it's not helping the whole situation. I haven't talked to my brother yet this morning, but it looks like up at the farm they might have got a good rain early this morning too. But as you said, they're just popping up here and there. We need a good general rain.
Where is that farm, your farm then?
By Emporia.
By Emporia, that's right. So you got a little rain over there, but other parts of the state are just dry as it can be, huh?
Exactly, and it looks like the rest of the Midwest is going to start to see some dry weather for the next maybe 7 to 10 days also.
Okay, well, there you go. Have a good fourth. Okay?
You too. Thank you.
Be careful and be safe out there. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Morbid but important questions to ask.
Okay.
Don's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.